Senator Boden.
Mr. President, I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, if you be so kind as to stand. Today's chaplain is Reverend Hans Jorgensen from St. Timothy Lutheran Church in St. Paul. Members, as usual, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
In Psalm 85, we hear this promise: steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Let us pray. Spirit of life, we long for this promise that righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Right now, that's not always so easy to believe. After all, we are tired of mass shootings, of either too much rain or not enough, of people scrounging for housing, of neighbors who face indignities. There's so much. Now, once again, Spirit of Life, open our eyes and lift up our hearts, because you also show us people responding when there's need, people rushing to help in the face of violence, opening housing for those needing a place to live, responding to neighbors who hunger for food and hunger for justice. You show us the way of peace. Give us the courage to follow that way. Bless these senators, staff, and all who work in the legislature in these last weeks of this session. Bring guidance so that by their efforts, Minnesota may continue to be a place where steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Today, remind us that cardinals sing and daffodils bloom and frogs call out their spring cacophony with delight in the new day. Give us such delight that our hearts may be refreshed for service. Thank you for the divine chance to be alive today. Strengthen us until righteousness and peace kiss each other. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Draskowski, Duckworth, Dietzick, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fete, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Klein, Coran, Kroon, Kunisch, Kupek, Lang, Latz, Liske, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, Mayquaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Mohammed, Morrison, Murphy, Nelson, Umoverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Hutke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Thank you, members, and thank you, Secretary. Pursuant to Rule 14.1, the following members intend to vote under Rule 40.7, Dreheim and Pa. Members, if you want to follow along, I'm looking at the Senate agenda dated Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. We will begin with the third order of business, messages from the House. The Secretary will read the message.
Mr. President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House file numbers 2988 and 402. Signed, Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Members, no action is required. We will now proceed to the fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. The House files have been given their first reading and referred as indicated. Members, we'll now proceed to the eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred, again, as indicated. Moving to the ninth order of business, motion and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motion as one motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Boden.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to move that we recess to the call of the president. We will plan to recess for about an hour, and DFL members will caucus upstairs in 303.
On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we are now in recess until the call of the president.